Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Father, we ask, Father, that you anoint our ears to hear your word, because we don't have to ask that the word be anointed, because the word is already anointed. Hallelujah. And right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we want to receive what thus saith you. Let those words come in and become rhema, become real and applied in our lives. We thank you, Father, that your word is the light and you lead us down the pathway. So we give you honor, glory, and praise. Have your way in this atmosphere. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, saints. He is so good. And his mercy does endure forever. Let's go to Dr. Luke. Book of Luke. Let's go to the 5th chapter. Are y'all ready to get a little in the word this morning? That's why we gather to hear from Yahweh. And we've been talking about faith for destiny. We want to empower you to be able to lay hands on yourself, for you to make your proclamations and confessions, and that it will manifest in your favor. And so when we look at the book of Luke, the 5th chapter, we have a group of people who were used to doing things their way. They did what came natural to them, and they had a knowledge of what they did. And it sounds a lot like us. A lot of times we believe that we have the answer because it's my life, right? I'm grown. I'm going to do what I want to do, say what I want to say. And what we're saying is that as believers, we have a mandate. Say a mandate. What does a mandate mean? We got orders that not what we want, but these are kingdom orders. We live by the kingdom, right? Any kingdom people in the house? We live by the kingdom. And so these fishermen knew their craft. They knew what to do. They knew when fish were there and they knew when fish weren't there. They understood the places that they were there, that they had been to. And the master said, listen, I want you guys to go out over here. And they was like, well, let's read. We've been there before. 5th verse in the 5th chapter of Luke. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. We've done our thing that we know, and we've done that all night. And we have not taken anything. We haven't caught anything. And it says, nevertheless, I shared this with you a couple of weeks ago. Nevertheless. Nevertheless meaning forgetting about what I know, forgetting about what my experience has been in the natural. At thy word. When we do the word of Yahweh, sometimes it don't make no earthly sense. Sometimes you're in a situation where you should be wigging out or you should be flipping out. And he's saying, no, I have this under control. I have given you my word. So here, they've done their thing. They didn't catch no fish. He said, go out. But nevertheless, because you said there are fish out there, even though we have been there all night and we have caught nothing, at thy word, I will. Somebody say, I will. I will let down the net. So many times, Yahweh is directing us. And I've been talking about this. I started opening up a conversation in Bible Study Wednesday. We have to start being more in tune to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Yahweh is trying to say things to us. Yahweh is trying to guide and direct us in areas and situations and decisions. And we should want to hear his voice. We should want to hear what he has to say about it, right? And so, as apostle, and apostle must have been looking at my notes this morning, because he touched on these things, but that's how the Holy Spirit is. It's a oneness in the Holy Spirit. The Logos is the written word. Say, the Logos is the written word. The Rhema is the spoken word. And so when you speak the word, it's supposed to become personal to you. It's supposed to become a part of you. Yeshua is not just the Logos. He's the living Logos. So he is the word personified. He is the living word, right? So when we receive him and we speak his word, something supernatural takes place when we speak his word. And so that is how your faith is developed, by hearing the word and then by applying the word. And so what happens with that situation is that when you hear the word, there should be a revelation. It's called revelation knowledge. When I hear the word, I need to apply that to my life. And a lot of people know the word, but they don't apply the word. For instance, he says, forgive those who have what? Used you, did you wrong. It takes faith to believe that you should forgive them. Because let me tell you, when you don't forgive, you're blocking your own blessings. Them people, they going on about their merry way. And they doing what they doing. But you're the one that stopped up. You're the one that's blocking your blessing. Right? And I'm not going to let nobody block my blessing. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to release it. I'm going to let it go. But you have to have faith to believe. And a lot of times you go to the school of hard knocks. It takes you not getting your blessings enough to say, you know what? I need to do something different here. This is application for you. Why you keep on teaching faith? Because you ain't going to get nothing in the kingdom without it. You get nothing. You gets nothing without faith. Say, I gets nothing without faith. So I have to develop it, right? And so when you receive that revelation knowledge, you know, sometimes we come to this point where we say, you know what? I really need to do this in my life. I need to forgive what mama did 30 years ago. I need to let it go. And a lot of times, folks that we mad at, watch this, they dead and gone. And you holding on to stuff, ain't nobody there. You gotta let it go. Because you're the one that's still living. You're the one that has an opportunity to receive the blessings of Yahweh. And I ain't gonna let no demon in hell block my blessings. Absolutely not. So when we do these things, faith manifests. And so let's go to James or Yaakov. Who wrote James? Yaakov. Yaakov wrote it. Let me tell you something a little bit about Yaakov. Yaakov was Yeshua's half-brother. And he did not receive the full revelation until Yeshua was gone. It took him a minute to process what had happened. Oh, but with his brother. But when he got it, listen to this. He came out strong with it. He says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith?" See, a lot of Christians or so-called believers say, "Oh, I know about faith." Can I give you a little secret, as Apostle said? Just because you know about it don't mean you got it. You need to activate it. How do we do that, Pastor Tom? Listen to the scripture. Though a man say he have faith. How many of you know people that just talk? You know, they just talk. They talk stuff, but when it come down to doing stuff, they gone. They're not doing it. He says, though a man say he have faith and hath not works. Okay. What are works? Say this. Corresponding action. Over here. Corresponding action. Work, ergo, it's a corresponding action. If you say it, right, then there should be something to that demonstrates it. It should have a corresponding action. If you say it, whatever you're saying, there should be a corresponding action to doing it. You're doing it. Somebody says, "I go to work." Okay. Do you just sit at your desk all day and do nothing? Just because you say you're going to work ain't enough. Are you doing work? Are you working at work? Just because people go to work, I see people punch the clock all the time, yet they're playing video games. Yet they're on the phone. Are you working? And in faith, it's the effort that you're putting out related to your faith. So if you speak it, you should be what? Doing it. What? Working it. Having the corresponding actions. The stuff that comes out of your mouth is not coming out your mouth. It's not just coming out your mouth. You're working. You're actually doing things to believe, to reiterate it. So when we say, let's go back to the scripture. So now that we know that there's corresponding action, right? What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not? I want you to insert there. Though a man say he have faith and have not, can faith save him? So just because he says it and has not, let me see. When I do this, that means corresponding action. So if you say you have faith and have not, can faith save him?
No.
Ah, let's go to the 17th verse. Let's skip down to the 17th. Even so, faith. Are you ready? If it hath not, is what? Huh? So you mean that me just talking stuff ain't enough? I got to walk it. I got to talk it and work it. So then one time, even so, faith, if it hath not. I'm loving the way you guys switching them. Go ahead, Cheryl. It's dead being alone. 18th verse. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have. Stay ready. show me faith without thy and I will show thee faith by my So, let's do that again one more time. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, hath not is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have. Show me thy faith without thy. And I will show you my faith by mine.
What does that mean?
Ah! I think somebody got it. So that means if I say I'm healed, I got to walk like I'm healed. I got to talk like I'm healed. So if I'm speaking healing and somebody comes to me and say, how you doing? I got to say, what? I'm healed in the name of Yeshua. Hey, he has borne my sickness, carried my disease. And in him stripes, hey, I'm healed. You can't come this way. Ask me how I'm doing. Well, my bursitis and I got a malignant mole. You're owning the sickness. But see, you will know me by my. I locate myself. See, I know when people are walking in faith because they have to have. I know how to speak the word. Yeah, I know people sing faith. Faith, faith. Ooh. They can sing faith, but when it comes to working and walking faith, it's a whole different situation. And so he's expecting us to do that. And then the 19th verse, he says, it's not good enough for you just to believe. He says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou dost well. But the devils, they believe too. Demons believe. But the demons, what they don't have corresponding actions and they believe. So they tremble. They in fear. But you, why are you trembling like the demons? Speak your deliverance. Hallelujah. Speak your healing. Hallelujah. Speak your peace of mind. Speak your joy. Speak your redemption. Speak it. Because see, you're not a natural person going through a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual person going through this natural experience. You are a spirit, and he's placed his Holy Spirit in you. He has renewed your spirit with his Ruha Kodesh. So when you speak his word, something supernatural rises out of your spirit. You are speaking spirits. Something happens when you speak his word. So let's go here. Let's go to Proverbs. And if you are a Hebrew scholar, Mishle. Oh, thank you, Yahweh. I need some people. Are y'all you're turning to Proverbs, the 12th chapter? Yahweh is just looking for a few people. Did you find it yet? If you got it, put your head up. Okay, you said you got it.
People are like, I got it.
So Yahweh is looking for a few people who will demonstrate. Ah, only a couple people got it. Yahweh, see, that's what's going to happen on the day. Some of y'all going to have your head down spiritually. Yahweh is looking for a few people who will demonstrate. That's what I'm talking about. So when we go here to Proverbs, the 12th chapter, the 12th verse, it says, the wicked desireth the net of evil men. What's in the net of the evil man? Money, and they seek after that. Fame, they seeking after that. And we locate ourselves by the stuff that we run after. We locate ourselves by the stuff that we are pursuing. And it says, the wicked desire the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous, it yields fruit. So what I'm trying to explain to you all is that, let's go to the four transformative works that happen. And I keep going back to this because this is who we are. And a lot of times we forget who we are. We are the redeemed, because when we become saved, he redeems us. We become the redeemed. He frees us from the stuff that was shackling us, the stuff that we were bound to, alcoholism, sex, drugs, depression, all the stuff that we were connected to, anxiety. He freed us from all that stuff. Two, we become, and this is the thing right here. When we get saved, he cleans us up. We become the righteous. Therefore, we are in good standing with Yahweh. Go to the righteous slide. This is the problem. We do not believe that our righteousness has anything to do with our faith. Your righteousness is directly connected to your faith, because righteousness means right standing. I can't ask nothing from Yahweh if I'm not right with him. Righteousness means you got your head up and you're like, you know, I am right with Yahweh. Let me come down here, because for a second, when you ain't right with Yahweh, you don't want to ask him for nothing. Because the demons tell you, you don't deserve it. You're not worthy. Why are you asking? So it's better for you that you just don't disappoint yourself and don't even ask him for it. Go and get yours yourself. Because you're not worthy. When you become saved, Yahweh takes your past and he does something with it. He casts it as far as the east is from the west. He don't remember your past no more. But the only ones that remember your past are the demons. And if people bring up your past, then they're located with the demons. Your past is gone. My name is Tom Washington. I used to be Tom Slick. But even though I'm still here, Tom Slick, when I came to Yeshua, he was dead. He's gone. He don't exist no more. Yet people that knew Tom Slick will say, come to Tom Washington, Yeshua. And they'll say, you remember when? I'm like, I don't remember that. Because those who come to Yeshua, Mashiach, become a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Aren't you glad that all things have become new? So now, regardless of what my past was, I am the righteous. So I don't have to, hey, you remember, this is how the devil do. This is 2019. Remember, you know, remember what happened in 1999? Right, dude. It's 2019. Why are you trying to bring up to me what happened 20 years ago? I did a lot of stuff 20 years ago. But hallelujah, it's under the blood. So today, I'm right with Yahweh. You know how beautiful it is? If you do slip up or whatever, you have an advocate with the Father. Repent. Repent. And then what? He what? He's faithful and just to what? Forgive you of your sins and what? Cleanse you from all what? Unrighteousness. And now you become the righteous once again. Hallelujah. I'm renewed. So I have to continue to check myself. The word tells me to examine. Sins of commission, sins that I have committed, that I know that I have committed, and sins of omission, stuff that I'm not even aware of. So before I even, somebody needs to hear this on today. Before I even start asking, I say, Father, forgive me of sins of omission, of commission that I may have done, because I want you to hear my prayer in the name of Yeshua. Let's get that out the way. Create in me, Father, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within men. Hallelujah. And guess what? He gives you what? A clean heart. And he renews what? A right spirit. Now I am in right standing again. Hallelujah. So I want to be right with Yahweh. And so when the scripture tells us that when we went here to Proverbs, but the root of righteous, of the righteous, yieldeth what? Fruit. So righteousness puts you in right standing with Yahweh. And 1 John, the 5th chapter, I believe, tells us that all unrighteousness is sin. So sin cannot develop faith. Right? Because you got to believe, get this, you have to believe that the words you speak are uninhibited and they'll go straight to the throne room. If you're not in right standing, you're not sure if your words are going to the throne room. Therefore, your faith ain't developed because it's like, I'm not sure. I'm going to ask, but I'm not sure. Maybe he'll do it, or maybe he won't. We have a mandate. Let's go here. Go to Psalms, the 34th chapter. And people want to use the excuse, I'm human. Well, until you leave this earth, you're always going to be human. So if you don't believe that you could ever be righteous, what you gonna get in this life? I got to believe that righteousness is obtainable. That's the whole reason why Yahweh wrapped himself in flesh in the form of his son Yeshua, so he can say, let me see what my children are going through. And let me show them that they can get through this thing. Come on. Because Yahweh's 100, Yeshua, 100% power of Yahweh, 100% spiritual, Ruach Kodesh, Holy Ghost. Yet Yeshua was 100% man. You are 100% man and you are 100% woman, right? Who got the Holy Ghost? If you got the Holy Ghost, you are 100% spiritual, Ruach Kodesh. So you have the same consistency that Yeshua had. You can walk. If he walked it, you can do it. And so here in the 34th chapter of Proverbs, it says the eyes of Yahweh are upon who? And not only his eyes, but what? I'm only human. He knows that I'm not worthy. Well, what did he send his Holy Ghost for then? He knew you weren't worthy. So he put the power that created the heavens and the earth. He put the power that allowed Yeshua to raise and resurrect from the dead, to go down and lead captivity captive, and to make all those demons an open show. That same power that did all that stuff, he put it inside of you. Say, I'm able. Say, through Yeshua and the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm able to stand. I have right standing. I am the righteous in Yeshua's mighty name. That's it. So when I say I'm right with Yahweh, and show the righteousness slide, the second one. When righteousness is not developed, your faith is not developed. You have to develop a lifestyle of what? Righteousness. I don't want a day to go by that I'm not feeling like I'm right with Yahweh. Because the Holy Spirit speaks. You know, sometimes we say stuff flip or whatever, and the Holy Spirit is like, you know what, you shouldn't have said that. And then we feel some kind of way. Well, they deserve, no. The Holy Spirit says what? You shouldn't have what? Anybody experienced that? So then this is what you do. Father, you know, right now, forgive me. I should not have said that. And I just ask that you cleanse me from that in Yeshua's mighty name. Now, listen, don't get tired, because sometimes you might have to do that a few times during the day. He says the renewing of the mind. And the demon says, see, look how many times you had to ask for forgiveness, so... So, I keep renewing. Now, what I try to do is not do the same thing. It's a different person in a different situation. I'm saying different things throughout the day. Right? But our desire is to what? Be conscious. Say Yahweh conscious. I want to be Yahweh conscious. I don't want nothing to come between me and my relationship with the God I serve. Nothing. I don't want nothing to come between us. No one to come between us. So I'm always constantly what? Checking myself. So what are some of the enemies to the righteousness? Well, enemies to my faith, fear, what? Doubt. What? Unbelief? What? Ignorance? And what? It's condemnation. Stuff I did before. The enemy uses all this stuff. Oh, he not gonna do it. Who's ever believed God for it? Yahweh for a job. Who got an interview? After the interview, there's a period of time. It's a waiting period, right? The enemy says, you know what? You didn't get that job. And then what do you say? Well, I guess I didn't get it. Wait, hold up. Did you believe that you received it when you asked for it? Help us, Father. Go to Yohanan. You have to believe what it is for you to receive. You have to believe. What about me? Doctors told me that I had stage 4. I keep on saying it, but it's my testimony of faith. Oh my God, it's my testimony of faith. I had to scrape the jar of faith. Anybody ever, you didn't have enough peanut butter and jelly or whatever, and you were scraping the residue. Squant, 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 squant. I had to muster up all of the faith that I could get my hands on. When they said, we got to close you up because there's nothing we can do. It's stuck here, it's stuck there, it's stuck there, it's stuck there, it's stuck there. And after they closed you up, and I had to believe that all of that stuck was going to get cleaned up and eliminated from the front to the back. And I kept laying hands on myself. Thank you for my healing. I'm healed in the name of Yeshua. 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 Yeah, I got a colostomy bag, but, you know, I don't have it anymore. Hallelujah! But even with that thing hanging on me, he said, get up and praise my name. He said, get up and do a Bible study. Pray. The demon said, don't jump around because you might jiggle your bag. I said, I'm going to jump. Hey! I'm going to give y'all a praise. Regardless, I don't care if this thing is on here or not. I'm going to praise him. Because I'm going to praise him so much, they're going to have to take this thing off in the name of Yeshua because I'm healed. And guess what I did? I got up here and I praised him like there wasn't nothing there. I thanked him like there was nothing there. I spoke like there was nothing there. Until my day came where they opened me back up and said, it's all gone. You are completely ill. I had to wait on him. I had to confess and thank him. Until the manifestation came. Your words, what you speak, what you believe, is everything. I don't know about you, but this here word is real. This word right here, this word is real. The name of Yeshua, that's real. My salvation, your salvation is real. Don't you let nobody tell you this thing ain't real. I gotta speak the words. And so when I go here to Yohanan, the 14th chapter, it says, believest thou not that I am in the Father? And the Father's in me? The words that I speak unto you. I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. I speak the word and he does the work. I speak the word, he does the work. I speak the word and he does the work. Hallelujah. So I need you to get this. Oh, go with me here. He does the work. That's powerful. All he's saying is, you say, son, daughter, just speak my word and believe it, and I'll work. You show me corresponding actions, I'll show you corresponding actions. Hey! Walk it, live it, speak it, and he'll perform it. He manifests it. And so let's go to John, the 6th chapter, the 63rd verse. Because when you start speaking those words get in you. Ooh, wait, hold up. Let me say this. When you start speaking those words, and those words get in your spirit, and those words have the anointing of the power of Yahweh behind them, you better watch out. Because when that thing gets in your spirit, and that's what the demons don't want, they don't want it to get in your spirit. Because when it gets in your spirit, a spiritual reaction takes place. The manifestation starts to bring it forward. So here in Johannes, the 6th chapter, 6th verse, it is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh. Hey, my mind. Hey. How I feel. What I think. What people try to say about it. The report I got from whoever. Because they give you words. They say cancer. They say this. They say stage 4. They say terminal. They say chronic. They say what? Say what other kind of mess do they say? No hope. They say this we can't do nothing. Those words profit nothing. Nothing comes from that. So why would you speak words that ain't gonna bring nothing? That are gonna just keep you in the same situation. I want words that are gonna elevate me. I want words that are gonna encourage me. I want words that are gonna transform me. I want words that are gonna change me. So I don't know what to say. Yahweh said, I gave you the words. He says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And 64 says what? But there are some of you that believe not. See, the words I'm speaking of, that he's speaking are powerful, but he says, but there's some of y'all that you don't believe. And Yeshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And the 65th verse says what? And he said, Therefore said I unto you, no man cometh unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. That there was a move in your heart that you knew that this was the right thing. And the 66th verse says what? From that time, check this out, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. No faith. So you can't be looking back. When you get this in your spirit, when you look back, you go back. Nah, these folks over here, let me ask them. When you look back, you go back. Let me ask these folks. When you look back, you go back. You go back to the crack house. You go back to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. And they walk no more with him. When you go back, hey, there was a woman in the Bible who she was delivered and he told her, don't look back. It was somebody's wife. Lot's wife. And when she looked back, Larry seasoning salt. 67. 67th verse says what? Wait, hold up. Then said Yeshua John to the 12th. Then said Yeshua to the church. Then said Yeshua to the followers. Will you also? Ooh. Then said Yeshua to those sitting in the pews right now, sitting in the chairs right now. Will you also go away? 68th verse. And then Simon Cephas answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Where are we going to go? Unless you believe that there is no other place to go, he can't do nothing with you. So your words should say, where are we going to go? And if you are in current urban stuff, who shall I run to? Who can I run to? Why can I run nowhere else? Somebody needs to. Come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to get this in there. What if Yahweh himself asks you right now, Yeshua asks you right now, will you also leave? What are you going to say? Lord, to whom, where should we go? Because thou hast the words of eternal life. Is anybody grabbing hold of the words of eternal life? He's the only one that got them. And 69th verse says what? And we believe and are sure that thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living Yahweh. And what is his name? You better praise him. You better praise him. He's the only one. I'm sure. Somebody needs to be sure. I'm sure. Tell them, Yeshua, I am sure that thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Hey, Father Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, we come to you right now. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt, there is no other place that we can go. No one has the words of eternal life but you. Your name that is above every name. We cannot go to anything greater than your name. So right now, in the matchless name of Yeshua, Father, continue to minister to us that this is your way. You told us today, you said, this is your church. This is your church. This is your church. Believe you. Believe in your name. We believe in your mandate, what you have laid down for us to follow. We believe your word is spirit. Each word is spirit and it's life. Father, continue to minister to us the importance of us speaking your word. That your word, you said that your word was nigh us, even in our mouth, that we choose not to speak anything else but words, but yod, but healing, but deliverance, hallelujah, but freedom, hallelujah, but joy, but shalom. We only speak that. So right now, quicken us in our spirits, that we grab hold of that Never let it go until we see your face again. And we thank you for this in Yeshua's mighty name. Come on, and if you will, keep your head bowed. Please bow your head.